The controversial proposal for Montana to give Northwestern Energy incentive to buy a bigger share of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip got its first hearing in the State House yesterday. Here's Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney.
Senate Bill 331 is seen by some as a deregulation bill to benefit the state's largest monopoly utility company. Others see it as a proposal to save Colstrip, while providing reliable power that will keep Montanans' heaters running even in the coldest of cold snaps. David Hoffman is with Northwestern Energy.
Senate Bill 331 is a bill of possibilities.
Since the bill was introduced, critics have raised questions about why it's necessary for the legislature to encourage Northwestern to buy more of a share in Colstrip when it could already make that purchase if the company considered it a good value. The legislation would free Northwestern from regulatory oversight in the purchase of up to 150 additional megawatts at Unit 4 of the power plant. Some believe the utility could get that capacity for the price of a dollar from companies withdrawing their ownership stake or stakes. It also allows Northwestern to pass on $75 million worth of associated ownership costs to its customers, again, without regulatory oversight by the Montana Public Service Commission. Northwestern's Hoffman hinted during the bill's hearing Monday at a potential deal in the works between Northwestern and one of Colstrip's other owners. He said the possibility of that deal is why bypassing the PSC in this situation is needed.
The fact that these discussions have taken place very recently, and if they come to fruition, I think there's a need for speed. And to go to the commission for the pre-approval process would take, I would estimate, years with litigation.
Montana's Public Service Commission is divided on the bill, 3 in support, 2 in opposition. Roger Koopman, a Republican from Bozeman, is among those opposing it.
If you believe that corporate welfare, consumer subsidies of monopolies, if those things are the way to encourage and promote free enterprise and to help people of Colstrip, then this is obviously a bill you would like.
PSC Vice Chairman Bob Lake, a Republican from Hamilton, says there is some risk in the bill. However, Lake believes that risk is less than the benefit of gaining additional cheap power that Northwestern could turn on at a moment's notice to send electricity to its customers.
The commission views the premature closure of a large portion of Colstrip as a greater risk to consumers than the acquisition of another 150 megawatt share of Colstrip under the terms of the bill.
However, critics say the bill does nothing to extend the future life of Colstrip and could even lead to an early closure at the plant. The bill carried by Senator Tom Richmond, a Republican from Billings, passed out of the Senate in late March on a 27-22 vote. The House Energy Committee is expected to vote on the bill later this week. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.